Dozens of suspected terrorists crossed the border. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Customs and Border Protection says a dozen people on terror watch lists were captured entering the country in August. That makes 78 this fiscal year, triple the last 5 years combined.
What's concerning is that those numbers reflect only the suspected terrorists that were caught. Border Patrol reports more than 500,000 gotaways have slipped past Border Patrol agents so far this fiscal year. The gotaways are the illegal immigrants who choose not to surrender for processing and instead intentionally evade authorities. Republicans say the numbers demonstrate the national security threat at the border and a need for greater security.
Fox's Matt Finn. One of the planes used to carry Venezuelan migrants to Martha's Vineyard last week was scheduled to land at an airport in Delaware on Tuesday, not far from President Biden's beach home. State officials scrambled to prepare for the possible unannounced arrival of migrants, but the plane never showed. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis wouldn't confirm whether they were planning to send migrants to Delaware. President Biden told 60 Minutes over the weekend the pandemic is over. The White House since trying to walk that back. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul on Fox News Primetime claims it proves what he's been saying all along.
The response to this has always been about submission and control of the individual. These are the people who truly believe in the nanny state, whether it's your business they want to be in charge of or your health care. And they can't give it up.
The White House is still seeking billions more in COVID funding from Congress. The president is in New York City. In the morning, he will tell the United Nations General Assembly that Russia's naked aggression in Ukraine is an affront to what the UN stands for. Hurricane Fiona is expected to reach Category 4 strength overnight as it churns north of the Turks and Caicos Islands in the Caribbean. As many as four people have been killed by the storm, two of those deaths confirmed in Puerto Rico. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There's a warning from federal health regulators about a new social media stunt.
The Food and Drug Administration said there's a new social media challenge that isn't just silly and unappetizing. It could also be a risk to your health. The challenge is for people to cook chicken in NyQuil or other over-the-counter medications. The FDA says boiling a medication like that can make ingredients much more concentrated and change its properties. You could wind up taking a dangerous amount of cold medication. The agency said even if you don't actually eat the chicken, the vapors from the medicine could cause high levels of drugs to enter the body and possibly hurt your lungs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Federal Trade Commission has begun a review of Amazon's $1.7 billion purchase of iRobot, the company that makes those robotic vacuum cleaners. Privacy advocates say the devices can provide Amazon with owners' home floor plans. Eight people were hurt, at least three of them critically, in an explosion Tuesday morning that tore through the top floor of a Chicago apartment building. Cause still under investigation. Detroit suing the U.S. Census Bureau, saying the agency's population estimates for the city last year are wrong. A Kansas man is headed to prison for practicing amateur forensics.
A 42-year-old man has been ordered to serve nearly 6 years in prison after admitting he ran an illegal autopsy operation. Sean Parcells had entered a guilty plea earlier this year to a federal wire fraud charge. As part of a plea deal, several other fraud counts were dropped. Federal prosecutors say Parcells, who owned National Autopsy Service and who had no formal education in pathology, accepted a $5,000 payment from a client to perform an autopsy, but no pathologist was involved, which is illegal. He had previously been convicted on state charges for providing illegal autopsies. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.